Washington aircraft owners dodge a tax bullet. A rumored airline merger is apparently serious. And Embraer gains a firm contract for 20 more E-jets. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, April 14th, 2010. There's finally some good news on the aviation tax front. It appears that a 0.5% annual excise tax on all aircraft based in the state of Washington has been defeated for at least this year. Lawmakers in the state house had been pushing for the tax, which would have replaced the current annual registration fee for many aircraft with a much more onerous annual tax. As a special session of the state legislature wound down over the weekend, the House finally approved a version of the overall state tax bill without the charge on aircraft. The state Senate, which has been against the excise tax all along, approved the same version of the tax bill on Monday by a vote of 25 to 21. The governor is expected to sign the bill, ending the debate for another year. NBAA and AOPA are both crediting their lobbying efforts with making a difference. A source close to the negotiations tells the Wall Street Journal merger talks between U.S. Airways and United Airlines appear serious, but the deal is just as likely to fall through as it is to move forward. If it does go ahead, United would acquire U.S. Airways in an all-stock transaction, and that post-merger, the airline would be called United. Both airlines have cut routes and regained some of their liquidity since similar talks broke down about 2 years ago. Analysts expect both airlines to return to profitability later this year. There are a few potholes ahead for any merger between these two. Regulators may not like the dominance of a combined airline in the Washington, D.C. market. U.S. Airways pilots have a clause in their contract that calls for their wages to rise to pre-bankruptcy levels in any merger that results in a change in leadership at the airline. And the separate pilot groups from America West and U.S. Airways are still not fully integrated and even have separate unions. If there is a deal, it's expected it could be announced in about 3 weeks. Some analysts say the merger talk is just a rumor planted to bring Continental Airlines back into negotiations with United. Continental would be left as the number four carrier if the rumored merger between United and U.S. Airways was actually to happen. Embraer and Austral Lineas Aéreas of Argentina say they've finally settled on a contract for 20 new Embraer 190 jets. An initial agreement was announced in May of last year. Of the 20 jets on order, three were already included in the firm order backlog, reported in this year's first quarter as undisclosed by Embraer. Austral will use the aircraft mainly to substitute for older jets on domestic routes, to increase current flight frequencies, and to serve new cities. The E-jets can fly any route within Argentina's territory nonstop. The E-190s covered by this contract are the advanced range model and can fly nonstop for 2,400 nautical miles. The passenger cabins will each have a total of 96 seats, divided into two classes with 4 seats per row, 8 seats in the executive and 88 in the economy section. All passengers will have a modern in-flight entertainment system with individual monitors. Up next on ANN, there are 6 more Cessna pilot centers in the world. Sonex is the first to get its kits on the new FAA approval list. And say goodbye to old-fashioned circuit breakers. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine 4-seat airplane. Today, the SR22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna is welcoming 6 more flight schools to its Cessna Pilot Centers network. CPCs are also dealers for Cessna aircraft and use company-approved training materials. The new names on the list are Flightways in Newcastle, Delaware, Aero Centro in Asunción, Paraguay, Aero JSSA de CV in Toluca, Mexico, Airborne Systems in Camden, New South Wales, Australia, Leading Edge International in San Fernando, Philippines, and Wallen Flying School in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Sonex, WayX, and Xenos aircraft kits were already grandfathered on the FAA's 51% approved list, before the latest changes to how the rule was interpreted, but now they've also become the first to participate in the new NKET, or National Kit Evaluation Team Checklist. Since the company volunteered its kits as guinea pigs for developing the new criteria, it's no big surprise they're the first to make the new list. But if they were already grandfathered, what's the point? Sonic's CEO Jeremy Monnet explains that his company, quote, saw value in pursuing evaluation under the new rules, particularly for our customers who wish to legally obtain commercial assistance for their projects, unquote. The NKET list simplifies the calculation needed to ensure that the portion of fabrication and assembly done by the factory, plus any commercial assistance obtained by the builder, don't exceed the allowed 49%. Monnet adds that the new process outlined in FAA Advisory Circular 2027G is working well so far. Quote, the FAA is, in our view of things, fairly and consistently integrating these new rules, unquote. Vertical Power has taken the wraps off its new VPX, designed to simplify wiring and provide advanced electrical system capabilities using electronic circuit breakers. VPX integrates tightly with Advanced Flight Systems, GRT Avionics, and MGL Avionics EFIS products, allowing pilots to monitor the status of individual devices and the entire electrical system right from the EFIS screen. Avionics, lights, trim, and flaps can all be controlled using standard switches and the EFIS. VPX is for use with experimental and light sport aircraft. In addition to handling the function of legacy thermal circuit breakers, electronic breakers can detect short circuits, overcurrent conditions, and open circuit faults, and can even alert the pilot to a burned-out landing light, or provide an interlock to disable the starter while the engine is running. MSRP for the system is $1,800, and VPX will start shipping this month. Provisions are provided for more than 30 power circuits. That's enough for a typical 2- or 4-place experimental aircraft. An individual circuit can be user-configured for up to 18 amps of capacity, and a wiring harness is available. Still ahead, 5 new schools join the FAA's Air Traffic Collegiate Training Initiative. NBAA's Maintenance Management Conference grows. And soon, every smartphone could be a drug dog. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. As the FAA keeps pushing recruitment to keep up with air traffic controller attrition, the agency has announced that 5 new colleges and universities will be part of the Air Traffic Collegiate Training Initiative, called ATCTI. Schools involved in the program now total 36. CTI institutions do not receive federal funds, but the FAA does provide curriculum and instructor notes on air traffic basics. No jobs are promised to students, but in fiscal years 2005 through 2009, over 3,000, or 41%, of the air traffic controllers hired graduated from an ATCTI school. The 5 just added include Sacramento City College, Florida Institute of Technology College of Aeronautics, Texas State Technical College, Western Michigan University, and Heston College in Kansas. The National Business Aviation Association and its maintenance committee announced on Monday that last week's 25th annual Maintenance Management Conference drew its highest attendance ever. The conference was held this year in San Diego and closed with 350 people participating, up more than 16% over last year's total of 292. Conference exhibitors increased from 63 last year to 83, a 30% gain. The number of recipients for the Maintenance Committee's Technical Reward and Career Scholarship also grew this year to 30, up from 22 in 2009. The Maintenance Tracks program is open to current and future A&P holders and other individuals interested in developing their technical and professional career paths in business aviation maintenance. Award recipients are able to attend model-specific courses at aircraft, engine, and avionics training centers. Find details and the list of this year's TRACS recipients and their courses In the text version of this story, dated April 13th, at aero-news.net. And finally, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says there's a sensor out there now that could be incorporated into new smartphones for about a dollar per phone that would allow the devices to detect deadly chemicals nearby. Supposedly, the sensors work without even compromising battery life. SecurityManagement.com cites the DHS website in reporting that should your phone detect something hazardous to you personally, like a chlorine gas leak, it could respond with a sound or vibration, or be programmed to send an email or call another phone. In another, slightly darker scenario, if you're in an area attacked with nerve gas, it could automatically forward the name of the toxin, the time, and the location to Emergency Operations Center, which at that point you might be unable to do. DHS is lobbying phone manufacturers on the idea and says that if it's widely adopted, false positives could be minimized by having multiple detectors operating in any area crowded with people, such as an airport. The system has been dubbed Cell All, but you'd have to opt in to participate, and DHS says privacy would be protected because transmissions would be anonymous. And when DHS and TSA say it's secure and private, you can take that to the bank. How far away can we be from smartphones which can report to our employers if we smoke in the stairwell? Or be hacked on behalf of suspicious spouses to identify a brand of perfume? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, AEA President Paula Dirks gives us a nutshell history of the Aircraft Electronics Association and its convention. And Mike Adamson, VP of Member Programs and Education, tells us about AEA scholarships. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.